from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time for Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30 with the pregame. Jared Sandler's Rangers preview is right now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Well, you know, an eighth straight game here for Smith, Seager, Semien in the 1-2-3. Does Boach like what's going on, what he's getting out of these guys?
Well, you know, I think ideally maybe you'd be getting a little bit more, but I don't know that it's necessarily because of them. You know, I think there's just been other inconsistencies. So, yeah, I mean, I think he likes the way this feels right now. And maybe you'd like to point to it and say, yes, with these three at the top of the order, they've averaged 7 runs a game over the last week. But I think it's just more, there really isn't anyone right now that seems to make sense there, right? Semien's been a lot better hitter with runners on base. So why not put him behind two really good on-base guys? And you don't want to move Seager because, you know, these days oftentimes your best hitter's hitting second. Not every lineup, but in a lot of lineups. And Josh Smith kind of, you know, fits as a leadoff hitter. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Like, you can make a case it made more sense to put him there than Marcus, but obviously that's, you know, was Marcus's spot until, I guess, now it isn't. And so, you know, the top three seem to fit. It seems to make sense. It's now, you know, just getting production and obviously trying to figure out what to do with Adolis and what sort of production you can get from him. And, you know, hopefully you can make sure to do what this team did last year, which is get production all three parts of the lineup. Now, you don't necessarily need to have the world's best production all three parts, but I think there's a lot of value in just, you know, having some sort of a threat 1-9.
Well, Tyler Mahle, definitely the story tonight. How much is he ready to help?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out with that. But I'll say this, Gavin. I know this isn't your question. I think next year he's going to be a really good pitcher, and Rangers fans are, you know, going to be really pumped about the signing. And you know, they say things, I didn't expect him to be this good, or I didn't realize he was this good. It's just always tough to know with a guy coming back from Tommy John in the immediate what that's going to look like. You know, he could go 5 scoreless and strike out 10 tonight. He could, you know, really have a tough time finding consistency with command. You know, it's I got to believe that they're a little bit of, you know, back to school nerves to some degree. But, you know, just because you're ready to go, and he is, doesn't mean you're back to total full strength. And some of that can only be achieved getting tested on a major league mound. So I think ultimately this is a really good pitcher who's been one of the better strikeout pitchers in baseball over the last few years in which he's been healthy. But it's tough to know, you know, what sort of form he'll be in over the, you know, the first few weeks.
Certainly depends on how he pitches tonight, but is there a sort of a plan for him? Is there like, hey, max number of pitches? Have they revealed any of that?
Yeah, my guess, Eric, is, and I don't know if anything was said before that would veer off course from this, but my guess is, you know, he'll probably be in a position to give you about 5 innings, maybe 75 to 80 pitches sounds about right. You know, I guess if things are just going super swimmingly, maybe, If it's efficient, you could work into the six. But, you know, I think you're probably looking at, if you can get five complete innings out of Tyler Mahle, I think you feel good about it.
Jared, what has the deal been with Josh Smith, though, and some these power numbers and stuff like that with the home runs?
Yeah, you know, Broaddus, it's interesting because last year, for instance, Josh Smith hit one whatever, right? He hit 185.
Right.
But for a guy who hit 185, he slugged a little bit. You know, he had 36 hits last year, and 15 of them went for extra bases, right? And for a guy who's hitting 185, who's Josh Smith, right, not – you know, we're not talking about, I don't know if you guys remember Chris Carter. I don't know why his name came to mind. Not the receiver, but the former Astros and Athletics, you know, all or nothing power hitter. Usually that's not the case. Usually it's, you know, you think of a guy who's just trying to scratch out some hits. But, you know, he's always been a guy who's been able to show some slug. And you look at his minor league numbers, you know, he's a guy who hit for some pop, but he just wasn't really hitting at the major league level. He's... you know, one of the big differences, Broaddus, is his ground ball rate has gone down and his line drive and fly ball rate has gone up. And when you hit the ball on the ground, I know, you know, there are people out there who probably they grew up and that was, hey, you swing down to the ball, get it on the ground.
Yeah.
But it just that's not the way to do it, for one. Second of all, your chance of getting extra bases goes down dramatically on a ground ball compared to a line drive. You're not going to hit a home run on a ground ball. Right, so just getting the ball in the air. We're not talking about popping it up, right? We're talking about line drives and fly balls, and he's been able to do a much better job of that. In spite of the fact, guys, the exit velocity is actually down.
Yeah.
But an exit velocity on the ground really isn't as valuable as, you know, a ball in the air. So despite a slightly lower exit velocity, the uptick in line drives and fly balls has, you know, really allowed him to demonstrate some impressive offensive growth.
Is it playing every day? Was that what unlocked him, or was there some swing changes or something he picked up along the way that he's trying to do differently?
Yeah, so there are some things with his approach and his swing that you know, he mentioned earlier in the year that, you know, he really honed in on. But Broaddus, you know this in sports, there's a physical side and there's a mental side, right?
Sure.
And there is no doubt. I don't care how mentally tough you are. There is no doubt then. When you don't feel like you've got to have three hits to be in the lineup the next day, that takes a weight off of your shoulders and allows you to go out and just compete a little more freely. And that's not, you know, that's not a knock on the situation he was put in last year. He, you know, he wasn't good enough to be in a different situation.
Right.
And he wasn't good enough, I mean, you know, to you know, based on the way last year played, he wasn't good enough to you know, for the front office to say, oh, we're going to pencil Josh Smith in as our everyday fill in the blank. It took Josh Young's injury to give Josh Smith those opportunities, and they told him, you know, early on, hey, you are going to get a lot of at-bats, so just, hey, take this opportunity and let's party. And he did. And, you know, now he knows that he's an everyday player, and I think there's a level of confidence with that.
Who's his sponsor there then? Is there somebody that really believed in him?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bruce Bochy is a big fan of his. I know that I know that might sound odd because, yeah, I guess he was the guy who wasn't putting him in the lineup every day last year. But, you know, over whom was he going to play, right? But, you know, for a guy that hit under 200 each of the last two seasons, albeit in, you know, partial sample sizes, he had a pretty firm place on this roster. Maybe to some degree he had to earn it this spring, but the manager, I think, really is a huge fan of his versatility and his defense. And, you know, I think a lot of people probably saw some offensive growth and potential there. But I can tell you that that sponsor list starts with Bruce Bochy.
Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. It's Jared's Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And we're back with more of it here on your home of the champs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We're in the midst of Jared Sandler's Rangers preview. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Sands, welcome back onto the show. We can hear you are at the Globe. Are the fans fired up for a silver boot and a chance to clinch this season series?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you this, Gavin. In college football, you know, some of these rivalries have a trophy or something involved, and you know, I don't know that the fans care a ton about it, but you'll hear them reference it. You know, oh, the Liberty Bell or this or that or the old Oaken Bucket or you know whatever it might be. I don't know that I really hear a lot of fans talk about. Gosh, got to get that silver boot back in Texas. You know, I do think that fans recognize the importance of these games from a push to the playoff perspective, and I don't know if fans realize that the winner of this series wins the season tiebreaker, which could come into play if these two teams end up with the same record. So there's significance there, and I think there are fans that are dialed in just on the rivalry, but I don't know, and I don't know if you're specifically asking about the boot, but I don't know that like a lot of people are like, oh, got to get that boot back to, you know,
we want the tiebreaker more in the boot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to move up in the standings and beat these bleep holes.
Hey, yeah. Jared, who plays for the old Oaken Bucket, please?
Is Minnesota in that?
That would be no.
Is it Iowa? No.
That would be no.
Let's see. Indiana?
That would be Indiana would be one.
Okay. Purdue. Is it Purdue and Indiana?
There you go.
There you go. All right. Jared. I used to, in the old college football game, you know, that's when I first learned about some of these trophy matchups. Mm. And I get these Midwest ones confused, but I gotta, you know, I'm a Big Ten guy now. I gotta, you know,
figure it out. Yeah,
you know, with all this
Big Ten guy,
you know, the great Indiana football history with Antoine Randall-El.
Yeah, that's right. And USC and UCLA,
Michael
both
Penix
in
that's
Los
right.
Angeles.
Yeah, Michael Penix before the transfer. Well, he had one or two ACL injuries at Indiana.
He had two.
I think it was two.
Yeah.
He had one that he was like reaching out for the goal line on the left sideline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, talking about the fans at Globe Life Field, it seems like and it sounds like listening, Jared, that our guy Andrew Chafin is already a fan favorite. Can you confirm this? Is he getting the loudest ovations when he comes bumbling out of that bullpen?
Yeah, he comes out of the bullpen and fans give him a response as if he's been here for 5 years and is like, you know, been getting big outs of this organization for a long time. And there's no doubt it's because they see the curly hair, they see the mustache, and they're like, I like this guy. Like, this guy's awesome. And I think some people wonder, like, is he's the major league pitcher? You know, the fans who maybe aren't as familiar with who Andrew Chafin is. So an easy fan favorite, and if he keeps doing what he did last night, that will only grow.
Does he come to the ballpark in, like, the garb of an Old West gunslinger?
So, I don't know where he's staying right now. I think he might be staying at, like, one of the hotels nearby. But when I was driving into the ballpark today, I'm driving in, and there's, you know,
staying
I see
at Billy
people.
Bob's.
What's that?
He's staying at Billy Bob's.
Maybe. I imagine with a bunch of overalls.
Yeah. He had flip-flops or his Crocs. He always has his Crocs and his shorts and a T-shirt, and – he's walking around like he has no clue where he's supposed to go to enter the ballpark, like where the players would maybe go. But I think he just was kind of going for a walk around the ballpark like the average person. It was kind of fun to watch.
You got to get the lay of the land anytime you show up to a new place.
Way to be a good teammate and help him to get in.
Jared, your call.
I thought about stopping.
Kind of a jerk.
Earn that ring.
I thought about stopping.
Yeah, really.
But it was a green light, and there were cars behind me, and I didn't want to cause any sort of commotion.
You don't want to cause a scene. Your call was brilliant. We've played it today. I know throughout the shows we've been playing
it. G-Bag of the Day champion.
It is G-Bag of the Day champ. How were you feeling afterwards? I know you're very critical, but in the moment, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you want me to break down all the things I didn't like about it.
Yeah, but, no, just try and give yourself a pat on the back for once.
No, I appreciate it. I was really excited for Josh. That was such a cool moment for him. He's had such a big year, and this was a big, meaningful game. And for him to be able to deliver like that in that spot was really neat, and I'm thankful that I was able to be able to tell the fans what happened. But it was really cool, and I just think it was cool to beat those guys, right?
You know,
I'm just tired of these guys winning.
That's right.
I really am. I'm sick. I'm just sick and tired of it. And it was nice to have the Rangers snake a win from them last night.
Did you call him a B word? I didn't hear the call.
I did not. I definitely was thinking it.
Let's do it again tonight.
I wish I would have worked Ice Cube into the call somehow, but I didn't. I failed in that regard.
Cheers, buddy. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler. You can follow him on X. If you love the Rangers, you need to. Okay, he'll get you the best information. For Brian Broaddus out there in Oxnard, California, taking care of business covering the Cowboys as they continue training camp. And Lucius Alexander here in the Pimp Cup. Of course, your nosebleed brothers, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. We'll have day baseball tomorrow. The start time at 1:30. The pregame starts at 1 o'clock, and we'll be on about 4:30 for you. So until then, till tomorrow, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the champs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.